UGC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents UrbanScope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
The Old Naval Hospital in Port Royal is the oldest remaining cast iron building constructed by the British and is among the first of its kind. The heritage site, which has remained largely intact since 1817, is undergoing rehabilitation work spearheaded by the UDC. We tell you more on today's edition of UrbanScope. I'm Anjui James Sawyer. Stay with us. The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, is overseeing the completion of Phase 1 of a rehabilitative project for the Old Naval Hospital in Port Royal, Kingston. Phase 1 of the project started March 2015 and is scheduled to be completed by November. This phase will see renovation of the roof of the main building, as well as a unisex and disabled accessible bathroom, and the construction of a tertiary sewage system consisting of a septic tank and reed bed.
The water table is very high out there, so as if you dig 12 inches into the ground, you're already hitting seawater. So what we did was we put a precast concrete septic tank and put that down there. We'd connecting that to a reed bed. Basically, you can use that water for irrigation.
Project Manager UDC, Kerrymore O'Connor. The historic Port Royal attraction forms part of the Port Royal Museum and Historic Walkway project, anticipated as a catalyst for future development in the area. The project, valued at $80 million, is being financed through the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF. Subsequent phases will see the rehabilitation of each segment of the complex, resulting in a multi-sensory museum space aimed at improving the visitor experience to Port Royal.
Plans include restaurants and shops, outdoor dining, fixing up the seawall, and then we put it out to the public so that you could have spaces to rent. But that will be in the JNHT's purview.
It is also proposed to house a cafe, gift shop, and museum. And Jamaicans and tourists alike will be able to enjoy outdoor dining with entertainment, as well as a breathtaking view of the mountains and the harbor. The building is also expected to house artifacts from the Port Royal glory days, the history of the town, as well as a covered pavilion area for large gatherings and events. This Port Royal rehabilitation project activity is being guided by the Downtown Kingston and Port Royal Development Plan developed by the UDC and Vision 2030, which aims to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
This will benefit the country from Port Royal getting the World Heritage status, with respect to bringing back the cruise ship into Kingston. That will be another place for visitors to the Kingston area can take the ferry and go over to Port Royal to experience what it was. And hopefully the sunken city will be revived so you could go to do underwater visits.
The UDC remains committed to making development happen for the people of Jamaica through its planning and implementation of development programs, while preserving the natural environment, traditions, customs, and spurring economic growth. Now for our Did You Know feature. Did you know the annual fireworks on the waterfront held December 31 is hosted by the UDC? The spectacular display can be viewed from Port Royal or the Kingston waterfront, where the Caribbean's largest street party precedes the fireworks show. To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or visit udcja.com. You can also follow the UDC on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit its information center on the ground floor, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
Making development happen, UDC.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.